What up, fam? Before we get to today's episode, just got to shout out our sponsors, Pay the Bills here on the BCP. First and foremost, we got to shout out our official sponsor, the BCP, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located in Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey. Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at the Flea Market. Guys, get your G.I. Joes, Ghostbusters, Turtles, WWE figures, retro games, some of the best wrestling collectibles you'll find, Transformers, literally Nunez and I's favorite store. Thank you, Dan and Heather, for sponsoring the BCP. Also got to shout out our other sponsor right now, Global Wrestling Family. And we got to shout these guys out. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family. They're also located on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Guys, please welcome in our new sponsor, and I've tried their food. It's very good. Down in Maryland, Sam's Pizza and Subs. Chris Kane down in Maryland. Two locations, Glen Burnie and Elkridge, Maryland. And you can go to Sam's Pizza and Sub foodtechsolutions.com to order. They got some great stuff. Pickup and delivery, 32 years experience. The food is very, very good. I was down in Maryland for Baltimore Celeb Fest. I was very hungry, and I'm a New Jersey guy, so I'm kind of spoiled when it comes to pizza. The pizza was fantastic. Sam's Pizza and Subs down in Maryland, or if we see you guys at Baltimore Celeb Fest, once you're down there, you got to try it. Thank you guys for sponsoring the show. So much. We really, really appreciate it. And last but not least, we're also sponsored by the No Gimmicks podcast, the podcast that keeps it 100% real 100% of the time. You can follow them at the No Gimmicks Fan Podcast on all podcast platforms. And they also have a Facebook group. You can join the conversation, check out what they're doing. Thanks, Kelvin and the No Gimmicks podcast for sponsoring the show. Guys, check them out. Without further ado, check out our next episode, guys.
Yo, listen, it's Platinum Max, part of the Acclaim, the Platinum Playboy, best wrestler alive, and you are rocking with the Bob Culture Podcast. Yo, listen, Platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast, and I think it's the hottest show in the game, because them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now, scissor me.
Welcome you to paradise, where everyone is riding on a satellite, sending signals, praying for miracles. We should have seen this coming. Hear me out, hear me out, because I'm only gonna say this one more time. Hear me out, and open your eyes and take a look at all the signs. You think I'm crazy, but I'm not the only.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in. Never thought I'd see the day to a very special Pangregation episode of the BCP with my favorite person of all time. You know him as the leader of the Pangregation, one of the head honchos over at BCW. Ahead of his appearance, of course, we have Summer of Smash coming up. It's going to be Father's Day this month, guys. Sunday, get your tickets now. This is going to be for Mama Pan. I definitely want to talk about that. Please welcome to the show. Well, someone I've certainly had a couple encounters with and very professionally happy to be talking to, my good friend, AJ Penn. AJ, welcome.
You know you've missed me, Rob. You know you've missed me so much. Just admit it.
AJ, all right. Maybe I missed you a little bit. All right.
All right.
Full disclosure. Full disclosure. You know, I'm doing my job here, man. I saw you put together this great, great show, man. Obviously, we got to talk about it, man. Summer of Smash, guys, again, get your tickets now. Available. It's going to be this Father's Day. I believe it's Sunday the 18th?
Correct, yes. Next Sunday.
Sunday the 18th, yeah. Guys. It's going to be awesome. We'll talk about the card in a little bit. But AJ, I didn't want to talk to you about this, man. It's Father's Day. I did my homework, man. I listened to all your interviews you did, man. I'm not my first rodeo, man. Some good stuff. And you kind of talked about what my favorite part about this whole thing is, man, the kids, Kyle and Wes, you know, Chloe and Chucky Diesel, you know, going to the shows, the daddy daughter dates, the father and son, the families coming out. Vicky just did the whole thing where, you know, she's going to the schools and the kids loved it. Like, to me, that's my favorite thing. All the families coming out and supporting, like, it's just a special thing to do. It's different, man. I knew that meant a lot to you. I listened to some of your other interviews, man. Just talk to us about your purpose here doing this on Father's Day and doing this for your mom.
Honestly, we didn't even realize it was Father's Day until like a week or so after we secured the venue.
That's indie wrestling.
Yeah, of course. We were hoping to do it the weekend after because my mom's birthday is actually June 26th. So we were looking to do it the 25th, but unfortunately the venue, someone else had the date. So the next available, we said, let's do it the 18th. And then someone said, you know, it's Father's Day. So at first we're like, oh geez. But at the same time, I'm like, you know what? That actually works because it's so not like Mother's Day. Yes. Yeah. Not like Mother's Day. Okay. You have to go to Applebee's or go to a nice restaurant and, you know, be, I don't want to say be nice, but you have to, you know, you have to be very, what's the, you know, I mean, you know what I mean? You don't have to be so classy. You know?
Yeah.
Or Father's Day, you go to a sporting event, you can do something. So kids can say, hey, let's take dad to a wrestling event. Or dad can say, why don't we do something fun that includes all of us, something we like. And it's that bond that really connected everything to me once I heard about that, because that's the bond I had with my mom. You know, we would go to various, from the big promotions to independent shows, and a lot of our weekends, that's just what we did, and that's how we bonded. And yeah, you know, I get, like you said, I love seeing that now in this new generation between seeing Wes and Kyle Evitz, Chucky Diesel and Chloe. You know, I love seeing it, even though I'm the Grinch during shows, when I do see that, it makes me smile inside because it reminds me all the time of the bond I have with my mom going to independent shows and seeing who she liked, who I liked, and cursing them out and screaming at them and cheering for who we liked. And it's the same feeling. So I love seeing that get carried on because that's what wrestling is all about. You know, I hate to talk about the internet fans and this and that, where people just like try and take over shows or a little too critical. Whereas a dad and daughter or a dad and son, they're there to enjoy the product. They pick their favorites. They're there to watch a show and enjoy it. The kids are seeing their superheroes and the dads are just looking at their children like, wow, I get to pass this on to my child now and experience it again through their eyes.
Very, very well said. That's amazing, man. I'd be remiss. I always got to shout out Azalea and Melissa. I believe that's going to be Azalea's birthday weekend as well. So it's going to be a very, very special weekend.
A lot of birthdays. That Jay Bougie's birthday.
Oh, we don't have to do nothing. You don't got to do nothing for Bougie, please.
I know you have issues with him. So
it's so weird, man. I respect him in a lot of ways, man. But he's he's disrespecting me, my girl, a couple times. You know, I mean, you know how he is, man.
He's a little boisterous. He's a little boisterous. He's young. He's a kid that he gets overexcited.
Oh man! Well, you know what? Let's do the little segue now because Bougie will be in action. Correct me if I'm wrong. Invictus representing. Tell me first of all, working with another company. I love when companies build bridges and do not tear each other down. Great job by you over at BCW. Invictus social media championship match. Bougie, the champion. We saw what happened over at Invictus, I believe, in the Bronx versus Facade. Will be in action. Facade, great high-flying competitor, and I believe Face will be in the corner of Bougie as well, man. Tell me about booking this one, AJ, and your thoughts here.
You know, we started something a couple of months back with BCW. We were doing Twitter spaces, just something different, trying to get some more engagement and, you know, let some of the wrestlers get involved and talk some trash, talk to the fans. And there was one specifically where Facade and Bougie were in, and not even going back and forth, but Bougie said how much he respected him and he would love to have a match with him. Facade was game. This event came out. I go back with Bougie almost since he started. First time I saw the kid, I was like, he has something to him. I'm a big fan of his. And when the opportunity arose to get him in BCW, it took a little while, but he made it in. Facade, I've been a fan of for years. And finally, we were able to get him to start working with BCW. So, you know, just when seeing that exchange, like, huh, light bulb, this is a great match that we can, you know, have at some point down the line. And this event, you know, segue just for a quick second, you know,
please.
Yeah, normally, you know, a show like this that, you know, it's like Memorial kind of show-ish, I would have tried to, in a different world, I would have maybe had some other wrestlers I worked with in the past who might not be wrestling anymore. But since, you know, BCW is kind of, you know, I hate to say rebuilding, you know, but the pandemic ruined a lot of stuff. So we're getting our footing about it. We're getting storylines back together. So I didn't want to disrupt that. At the same time, I think this is perfect on all ends, where we're able to continue building on what we have been since our relaunch last year, as well as with having a lot of people that I respect or I know very well that, you know, think my mom would like, or, you know, she would have enjoyed seeing. So, and I think this match represents that. Bougie and Facade, she would have loved, I think, Bougie's brashness, and she would have thought Facade's a good looking kid. So she would have enjoyed, she would have enjoyed this. She will be enjoying this match, and the best seat in the house. So, but yeah, so it was a great, you know, great match. And then when Bougie won the championship, the Invictus social media, he's like, came to me and Anthony Cole and like, I would like to defend this if you guys are down. So we're like, we discussed it. And then Alex also, he was like, I guess if he wants to, you know what, if you guys are up for it, you know, let's do it. Even though Bougie's a loudmouth, if he wants, if you guys are up for having our championship on your event, we'd love to do it. So it was a no-brainer. And I enjoy what they're doing. Did a co-show with them for when they was SDP versus TakeOver, and I just really enjoyed their product. I've had interactions with Alex quite a few times. Seems like a very stand-up guy. So, yeah, I think it wins all around.
I love it. Excuse me. And Alex, such a good guy, man. Like you were just saying, man, I love it when companies work together, man. But Alex, you know, got to give credit where credit's due. Such a good job of keeping an eye on everyone's storylines throughout multiple promotions, and he's very good at not just making his storylines internal to his promotion. He really pays attention to everything, man. So shout out to Alex. A great job on that, and awesome job working with BCW here. AJ, before I go into the card any further, man, obviously we talked about this being a memorial show, the relationships between, you know, parents and their kids experiencing wrestling. Tell me a little bit more about Mama Pan, if you don't mind, man, because I see she was definitely, I never got the chance to meet her, obviously, but I see she was definitely embraced in the wrestling community. I see Mike Johnson chiming in all the time, someone I very much respect and look up to, man. I think that's so cool, man. I would love to just, you know, share a little bit to the fans about Mama Pan and how you guys got into wrestling together.
I mean, yeah, like Mama Pan, you know, she was kind of a little bit larger than life. that's the easiest way to put it. You know, it's funny. I've told this a couple times in other places, but she's a big soap opera fan. My dad was a boxing fan. So there was one night flipping to the television stations, and I saw Buster Douglas on TV. I'm like, wait. I'm like, this is one of the guys daddy watches. And it was a Saturday night's main event with Hulk Hogan versus Randy Savage. He was the guest referee. The second I saw Randy Savage with all his colorful attire and just the way he acted, I was hooked. And I'm like, I got to find out, what is this that we're watching right now? And me and mom find out. We started watching it slowly but surely. And, you know, wrestling has the storyline, soap opera aspects that she liked. And I enjoyed the action. And also, you know, the storyline of these larger life characters. So, you know, like anything, we became, you know, more and more involved. We started watching more, found out, you know, okay, WWE's going to be Madison Square Garden. Let's go to my first show. And then it just grew in there. And my personality, if I love something, I love something. So I soon became a deep dive, and I learned, what's this? WCW, NWA, what's this? Oh, after school, what's USWA on ESPN? And I'm trying to find out other ways to learn about this. And then going to the stores here in Manhattan, you know, we used to have these, you know, little bodega kind of shop that also sold a lot of magazines. Walking and finding Pro Wrestling Illustrated and learning about all these other companies. And what are independent shows? What are all these things? And someone my mom used to work with actually knew of a newsletter writer, Georgie M. McCropolis, rest in peace. And we became very friendly with her. She introduced us to ECW, Dennis Corluzzo's NWA, and all the ECWA, where I would later work, and all these companies. So, you know, my mom became very friendly with her, and that started our journey going to every weekend, going to various independent shows, going to WWE, WCW events. And, you know, she almost loved it as much as me. And again, like, it goes back to what I was saying, you know, where I was still a little blinded by the pageantry. I didn't totally get it yet. Whereas then George and my mom would sit and talk all the, you know, gossip and all that and still enjoy the show and, you know, I'm like, oh, who do you like? Oh, I like him. He's cute. Like, but what about the match? The match is great. I don't want to hear he's cute. Oh, no, I like him. And but that was, yeah, we'd go travel. You know, sometimes, you know, I don't suggest this, but, you know, she pulled me out of school sometimes on a Monday.
Nice. Like,
oh, we're going to Nitro in Baltimore. Okay. I'll write you the letter. You know, you're around sick. Don't worry about it.
Best and, mom yeah, ever.
Exactly. Yeah. And we would, yeah, we'd go, you know, just go to the shows. And, you know, we knew people from the independent when they got called up, like Crowbar, as you've seen in ISPW. We were great friends. We are great. Well, yeah, I'm still, you know, friends with him. And
good
we
dude.
Saw him. Yeah, he's an amazing dude. So when he went to WCW, we'd hang out with him sometimes at the hotels and grab dinner and stuff. And we got to know so many people in the industry. And it's just, you know, to see, look back and see like all the friends she made. Like she was friends probably with Kevin Nash, Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, wow.
Scott Hall. Yeah. Like I told the story.
Please.
I worked. Yeah. I did WrestleCade a couple years back with Azriel and Darius Carter. And saw Jeff Jarrett, and he was going crazy with someone out backstage. He comes by and he walks like, oh, hey, how you doing? I'm sorry, I'm busy. I'll talk to him a little late. Like, yeah, cool. I see what you're doing. Right before me and Az are going, we're at Gorilla. Jeff comes up to me. Hey, sorry, I was busy earlier. You know, how's everything going? How's your mom doing? And it was the year she passed. And I'm like, oh, you didn't hear? I'm like, oh, what happened? He's like, no, what happened? My mom passed away. His face dropped. He grabbed me and gave me such a big hug. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry to hear your mom was the best. Me and Jeremy Borash, we loved hanging out with her. That's just so sad. He's like, please, my deepest condolences.
Yeah.
And, you know, that meant a lot. But I always joked, me and Az were laughing afterwards. I'm like, of course, I got to be an asshole in about 50 seconds. And I had this real-life moment where I'm getting emotional. Thank goodness they was wearing glasses inside. But that was such a cool – and it showed, like, you know, the effect that she had. Mike Johnson called Tommy Dreamer. And, like, you know, when he saw the post – Tommy asked Mike if it would be cool if he could call me. Well, I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. You know, and I'm sitting in the hospital. He's like, oh, you know, Mike told me about everything. I just want to let you, I don't know anything I could do, but I just wanted you to know, you know, we all loved your mom in these 70 days and she's such an amazing lady. And, you know, we're all saddened by hearing about this. So, you know, later on hearing the impact that she made as well to the industry, it really touches my heart and it makes this, for all sometimes the negative we hear about pro wrestling, there's so many good people in it. And, you know, it came about, you know, when I lost the most important person in my life, that seeing these people I watched on television reach out to me to talk about my mom. It's a very heart-tugging thing.
It sounds like she had an amazing life. And first of all, condolences to Tommy, who just lost his mom recently.
Yes, yes.
Condolences to you and the family.
Definitely Tommy.
But also, I never met Mama Pam, but I see, man, like the impact that she has to this day, man, on social media. Every time you guys post something and people weighing in, man, that's so cool to see that you've had that experience. And now, AJ, you are taking over the independent wrestling scene, man. And I'll call it down the middle. We've had our issues, bro. We've had our issues, but you know, we're handling business here today. And I'll say that I kind of like that we're in separate locations. I don't want to get anything thrown at me today, but I digress. AJ, I give people credit where credit's due. You typically are rolling where the gold is, right? I see you rocking the Ray Kalitri shirt that, you know, Kalitri doing big things, middleweight champion. I think he got a championship over in Mexico, ECPW lightweight champion.
Yes.
He is now essentially the number one contender for the ISPW heavyweight champion, winning that Rumble.
Yes.
He essentially can cash in. He's got the golden ticket, as he says, man. I mean, talk to me right now about having such a success, I'm a stats guy, having such a successful career, managing essentially a lot of champions, man.
You know, it's been great. I've been blessed to do this, but at the same time, you know, again, like I said, once I do something, I get immersed in it. And I wasn't coming in here just to, you know, be, you know, just be another name on a roster or just to say, oh, yeah, you know, oh, I did a couple of shows. No, if I'm doing this, I'm going to work to the best of my abilities to have people remember me to be a part of something memorable, whether it was with Ray or Azriel or Mike Law or Joey Ace, Blonde Force Trauma. Even if we're not the main event or even if we're not, you know, maybe we're not the most popular people to promoters or whatever, guess what? The fans always talk about us. We have been, people saw the companies we used to work for. They say, when are you coming back? We miss you. We left an impact. And that's what I came to do. And, you know, most times, and I got to work with some of my best friends, you know, Ray, in a short time, we formed an incredible relationship. And, you know, what you see on screen, we're not just two guys thrown together. We laugh, we fight, whatever. We have car rides that a lot of things can't be repeated on. But at the end of the day, we're best friends. Same thing with Mike Law, you know, who's on the next event. And there's one person that I had to have on this event for BCW was Mike Law. But yeah, you know, did I think I'd be as successful as I was? Who knows? But once I started doing this, it was a mission that things I was, again, I wasn't going to be just, oh yeah, he's competed here. Oh, he worked a show there. He did this. No. You know, 20 years later, when you mention AJ Penn, like you just did, you say all the accolades that I have and I continue to have.
You do. And I'll call it down the middle. AJ, very well said. But you do also pay attention to the up and coming talent, the younger talent, which we're all about, you know, here on the BCP is giving everyone that spotlight, whether they've been doing it for some time on the independents or these up and comers, man. You know, I usually try to see people wrestler before I have them on the show, man. I kind of have my qualifications. And right now you're managing some new people. We got to talk about Journey Burke, another lawyer, man. Journey Burke. you know, I'm just saying it right now. She did great against the Vicious One at Pro Wrestling Magic. You know, she tried her best. She got solid showing, but you know, the Vicious One's got some business to handle at Pro Wrestling Magic. That's all I'm going to say right there. But Journey Burke's got some potential. Your thoughts on, you know, some of your new clientele here, AJ?
You know, Journey, I like to think I have a great eye for talent. And when I first saw Journey, you know, she was just, and it's a funny correlation too, because, I saw Riley Shepard mention her, and it was just in passing. It was her and Shelby Waters. And I did a little deep dive, so they were working at HTW, and I looked a little bit at Journey's work, and I'm like, you know, I see something in her. I said, let's give her a shot at BCW. I said, you know, we have some open opportunities. And the first time, you know, between speaking to her through social media and then having her at the events and getting to know her and then seeing her compete, I could see the passion. I could see she's trying hard. I could see she's open to listening. She's like, where some even two who come in a year and a half in, and they already think they know everything. Where Journey is one who is like, let me know what you think. I want to learn more.
Open to criticism.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And she takes it in. Next time you see her, like, oh, okay, she listens to that. She's trying something different. So, and I told Riley this, and I told her this later on. I saw Riley Shepard 7 months in, and I get the same kind of vibe with Journey, that I see she has a world of potential. She hasn't even scratched it. She doesn't know how good she is. Whereas Riley to this day, she still always doubts herself, and I have to yell at her, like, would you shut up, and like, would you listen? You have all these fans lining up for you. You've done so much in your career. You've exceeded everything. And I said, but she's still so humble, which, again, that's what we need more of, and I see a lot on Journey. So, and, you know, a lot of people, too, and maybe the old AJ Penn, too. Like, I would have maybe maneuvered a little bit more for her at the beginning, but, you know, in one of her matches at BCW, I tried to teach her, now it's about the long game. Don't shoot too high too quickly, or else you'll burn out. And I think she understood that. And, like, too, like, she might have lost to Vicious Vicky.
Essence, I mean, come on, it's Vicious Vicky, AJ. Let's be
well. That's what I meant. Well, no, I was actually leading up to them. Like, so a loss at the same time is a win, because she gained a lot of experience against someone like Vicky. Hey, the only thing I dislike about her right now is she's with Mark Schwann. Bad choice of representation, in my opinion. But
we'll get into it.
Yeah, but I respect the hell out of Vicky. You know, I've known her for almost since she began as well, and she's kicking ass. She's been doing it for years, and she, I think she's exceeded a lot of people's expectations, and look, she's on the top of her game right now. So for Journey to be in there, and for you to say she held her own against her, I think that's a win in herself, for being barely a year in, to hold your own against someone like Vicky, who is almost, you know, almost on, you know, some people might argue, but she's the queen of New Jersey. She's, you know, there's only a couple of, I know you're a little biased, but,
what?
You know,
get out of town. What? How
but
dare
maybe,
you say.
You know, maybe one or two others who almost match her accomplishments in New Jersey. But, yeah, she's been doing her thing. So to be in there with someone like her and to hold your own, you learn, you move on, and 6 months to a year, you'd be in that position, as long as you keep moving on up and keep learning.
Very, very well said, man. And I appreciate you, you know, all joking aside, giving people opportunity, that's my favorite word, and giving people the chance to grow and learn, and people being receptive to it. That's awesome. And we wish Journey the best of luck in her journey. She has a match, of course, I guess, Emily Jane I believe. So that's going to be a good one. We've seen her with Parker Kane Promotions before. So shout out to them. But AJ, let's talk about it. You know, I am contractually obligated at all times to talk about the vivacious, vicious one. You know, the living room is full of gold. None of it's mine, man. I just have mostly participation trophies. That being said, the vivacious, vicious one, Vicious Vicky, the BCW Women's Champion, taking on Danny Moe at this event. Guys, again, June 18th at the Mecca, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Knights of Columbus, get your tickets now. It's going to be a good one. I've seen these two work together before. Two top tier, not even just women, independent talents here in pro wrestling. It's gonna be a banger. Danny has some great offense, and Danny gets a lot of crowd support everywhere she goes, as does the vicious one. I think the real winners here, AJ, are the fans.
Oh, always. That's always our plan for BCW. Like, it's not, you know, we book these matches, and a lot of, we want the fans obviously to come out on top and to go home saying what a great show they saw, so they could tell their friends about it. They want to keep coming back. You know, a lot of places, you know, they might book something because they want to see it, or, you know, think it'll pop people. And, you know, Emily J, she's another up-and-comer. Came across some of her clips online, and I thought she'd be a good fit in BCW, and she's getting another opportunity, you know. But Vicky and Danny Moe, it's going to be a banger. It's going to be a really great match. Danny is the reigning queen of the North, so she's owed an opportunity. She was supposed to face Ruth Oslala a couple months back. Did not happen for, you know, various reasons. And now a lot of upheaval, and unexpectedly she's facing Vicious Vicky. So there's a lot going on here, a lot of moving pieces that went into this match and leading up to it. And Vicky was not originally supposed to be into this. While, I think she's going to represent the brand greatly, but I get little backstage machinations with my frenemy Mark Schwann. So, yeah, you know, there's a lot to touch upon there, but, you know.
What do you think about that? Just get into it. What do you think about that relationship? Hollywood Inc., I believe.
Yes. I'm not going to blame Mark for associating with Vicky because she's a great talent.
Smart man. I did the same. Man. I'm riding her coattails too, brother.
See, so he's stealing from me and he's stealing from me. Look at that. You see? But, he's been wanting to start this for a while, and if you're going to have somebody, there's could be, you know, nobody better than Vicious Vicky. That's a great person to have on your side. Mark's a bit of a hypocrite because he likes to talk about me going behind people's backs and doing stuff my way. But, you know, after, you know, anniversary happened and seeing how he was immediately waiting for Anthony Cole to make this opportunity happen, a little shady. Again, not
smart.
Denying.
Smart.
I may not deny that, but it's more of the pot calling the kettle black, where he wants to, you know, talk about me and put me down, while when the opportunity arose, he's done the exact same thing, if not even worse, because at least I'll come up to you and I'll do something out front and tell you, these are my goals. I'm coming after this championship, whereas he went on various podcasts and he's told, oh, Ruth Oslala, she's one of my best friends, and, oh, I love her. But yet, you go up to the owner of the company, and you slide your new client into an opportunity where his best friend, Ruth Oslala, had no idea what was about to happen to her. And, ooh, well, I'm sorry that happened, but it was an opportunity. Okay, I see how you're playing.
All right, we'll leave it at that. Certainly, I'm not going to comment on the situation.
And again, nothing against Vicky.
Please,
Vicky,
yes,
took the opportunity, and great on her. And, you know, as a representative of BCW, I think she's going to be a great. She already has been. You know, we talk about, you know, people like, who do we want representing our brand? Well, someone like her, who there could be a show for us after this one, maybe a month or two down the line, where she's going to promote our championship as much as any of the other ones that she has. Someone like a Darius Carter, who does the same thing. We want people who just don't look at our company as just another booking. They look at BCW as a home base for them.
Love it. And an opportunity, man. Very, very well said. And again, I don't want to pull back the curtain too much, man. We can certainly edit this after the fact. But I did just a couple shout outs, AJ, and to you as well, man. Obviously, we had that scary night at BCW. Vicky, very seriously injured. I was at work, man. I got a lot of texts. I really, from many different people, Which I appreciate, you know, everyone telling me, but you know, her neck and getting stretchered out and this and that and the show, and a very scary moment, man. I'm sure it was scary for you guys. And I just want to first and foremost shout all y'all out for handling that situation perfectly. Forgiving. I remember she was on the stretcher. She told me she wanted the rematch on the stretcher. She was already, you know, asking for it. But the way you guys handled it, I very much appreciate it. I like to shout out a couple people. Ref Nick Shin was right there on the job immediately. Bruno, and sorry if I miss anyone, there's so much going on. Bruno was one of the first people on the scene. I think V Daniels went downstairs and informed a lot of people. So, and if I'm missing anyone, I apologize. But thank you to everyone. Anthony, Cole, the way you guys handled the situation was great. And I also like to shout out Anthony Gangone, if I may, not to pull back the curtain too much, but one of the first people at the hospital, really just giving Vicky that rematch, which I thought was a stellar match. Yes, I am 100% biased, but I thought it was a really, really good match. Prince Nana and everything involved, man. So just thank yous all around, and just really, really well handled by you guys. And just, I just want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely a scary situation. I've seen similar things, but not, again, you know, being a part of, you know, being on-air talent as well as being part of the higher-ups. It was definitely a tough situation. I was downstairs in the locker room preparing a couple of things, and it's a blur right now. I think it was either Emily or it was Journey, and somebody said, there's an ambulance upstairs. Like, I think, like, what is that part of the show? I'm like, what are you talking about? No. And, like, I think you should get upstairs. And all of a sudden, I see Vicky in the ring, and I see the show light. I'm like, wait, what the hell's going on? And I grab Cole, and we're just standing at ringside, like, gathering everything. I'm like, holy sh-. And he's never... You know, Anthony Cole's very new to wrestling still. You know, he's only been around, well, it's the length of BCW 7 years, but BCW is his home. Like, he hasn't traveled like many of us. Like, I've seen other companies, you know, okay, we have to, you know, hold up the show for like 30, 40 minutes as we do this. And it's wrestling. It sucks. As long as we hear, okay, they're going to the hospital, everything's going to be okay. You know, and promoters want to keep the show going. He was freaked out. He kept walking away. At one point, he was in tears, and he's like, I didn't know.
Because he cares. He felt,
exactly. And he's like, oh, this happened on my show. I'm like, there's nothing for you to feel. You know, I'm sure she's going to appreciate, we all appreciate how deeply you feel about this. But, you know, it's wrestling. Stuff happens sometimes. You know, thankfully we saw her, you know, arms moving. She was very talkative. So, you know, we were hoping, it seemed, you know, like it wasn't, you know, she'd be all right after she got checked out, which thank God, knock on wood, she was fine, you know, later on. But, you know, yeah, like then talking to him and he didn't know what to do. And then talking to, you know, like Steve Dumang, and then just trying to figure out, like, okay, Anthony, what do you want to do next? Like, you know, it's he's like, we can't continue this show. I'm like, I don't know. Like, we have, I'm like, let's just talk to whoever's left in the locker room, who the last two matches we're going to compete. Let's just get a consensus. Whatever, I'm sure, whatever's going on, the fans will be, you know, they will understand and appreciate it. And let's see where everyone's head is at right now. So we went down, somebody we had, I forgot who, it's still blurry. Somebody went downstairs and talked to the locker room, and they were like, we feel really bad. A lot of them knew Vicky or know Vicky. And they were just like, if Cole's fine with it, we'd like to, we don't feel comfortable continuing. And right away, Cole was like, yeah, that's fine. I don't think I could continue either. So,
yeah.
You know, we get, and everybody, the fans were amazing. We made the announcement, Shane Pierre made the announcement. And they all understood. And thank goodness, you know, the 4 or 5 talents who was supposed to compete later, along with whoever was left, they donated their time and said they would be upstairs to take photographs, talk to fans, sign some autographs for whoever, you know, was still left in the arena, and try to make the best out of a bad situation. So, you know, besides that, I do want to give it a shout out to those Notorious Mimi, Danny Mo Fassad, Christina Marie, Brittany Jade, Emily J. If I forget someone, I apologize. But yeah, they all stood upstairs for a while and took photos with whoever was left, signed autographs. And, you know, a lot of them too, like, they helped gather Vicky's stuff and brought them to, I believe her cousin was at the show with her.
Yes.
That day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they got up to him. You know, then he went to the hospital. And again, you know, thank goodness everything, knock on wood, was, you know, she's great. She's still kicking ass and she's right back at it. And then, yeah, Gangone messaged me the next day, said, Vicky wants the rematch.
Yep, that's it. That's her, man. That's,
you know, like, her. And then Cole calls me. He's like, when are we doing this? Like, what do you mean? Like, I was expecting maybe a month or two down the line. And like 4 days later, nope. she wants to wrestle, and okay, let's figure it out.
And yeah, and guys, and watch that, man. I think it might be on YouTube too, but I know you guys also have the streaming as well. But check out that, Matt. Tell everyone where they can check out BCW content real quick.
Free Combination Wrestling on YouTube, Title Match Network. We're prominently on there as well. And yeah, we're on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at BCW Wrestling or Free Combination Wrestling. I should know those offhand, but
love it.
Too many different variations.
You're a busy man, AJ. And real quick, like you said, I want to shout out Christina Marie and Mimi. Vicky said from what she recalled, they were right by her side in no time. So I'd love to see that. And Shane Fair, shout out to him because he did a good job calming me down. So shout out to the fairest one of all. Real quick, I don't want to run the whole card or anything, but we do have the Queen of the North Finals, Brittany Jade versus Notorious Mimi versus Christina Marie. We just mentioned them. Obviously, a big opportunity for those three women. Dude, this one, I do want to talk about Darius Carter, the All-Father, a man who makes every person he steps in the ring with better. And he's taking on Marcus Mathers. I don't know if this is for the first time, but this is a great match. Marcus Mathers already ahead of his years, a prodigy, a RBCP, I believe, 2022 up-and-comer of the year. This is going to be a possible match of the year, AJ. What do you think?
It's going to be, fantastic. I mean, we had an opportunity that we're like, this is a big event, and who does Darius Carter face? This is his first, his second defense. He defended it once in California, actually. For
the world title, excuse me, yes.
Yes, but it's his first defense on a BCW event. So Marcus has been an up-and-comer, as you think, 2022 up-and-comer of the year. And I've been following his stuff online. And, looking at people, who deserves an opportunity? What would be a great match that people will talk about? And this is one of them. Darius, he is Mr. BCW. He has been with us since the beginning, longer than I have. I came in 6 months into the company's run. He was there since day one. So two-time BCW heavyweight champion. He has wrestled them all just with us alone compared to everywhere he's been competing. Darius is one of the best out there, best unsigned talents, one of the best people to have in your locker room. So many people are still sleeping on him. Well, sooner or later they'll realize, but I'm happy and more than thrilled to have him as our standard bearer. But he's in a tough challenge. Marcus Mathers is doing his thing. So I believe they have faced each other once before. It was not a definitive finish. So they get to settle their score here and for one of the biggest prizes in independent pro wrestling, the BCW World Heavyweight Championship.
It's going to be awesome, man. I'm hoping I'm going to be able to get down there to see it at some point in the
game. You
better
be down there.
I'll definitely try to, man. It looks like a great card, man. And someone's got to carry Vicky's bags. I know my role, AJ.
I mean, if not you, Mark could do it. That's something he could. He is skilled for that. So
very fair. Also, got to talk about real quick before we get out of here, AJ. And thank you for making the time, man. It's good to catch up with you, Anthony Gangone, the BCW Grand Dragon Championship versus Mike Law. Why did Mike Law get the tap on the shoulder here, AJ?
It's funny how stars align sometimes. As soon as Gangone won this championship, I saw a little interaction between Gangone and Mike Law. Mike congratulated Gangone, and I saw that they had, I know their past. As they just posted, they were tag team champions in the past. They have faced each other. They know each other very well. And I thought I'd like to see a rematch for that. Then finally, I've had intern Jerry work with me at BCW, and I like the kid, and I wanted to give him an opportunity. So I didn't want him to get killed. I wanted him to face somebody who could give me a competitive match, but humble him, but not destroy the kid. So I thought of Mike Law, and Mike Law has been wanting to come back. We've been wanting to work together for a while, and I told Mike if he did me this favor, I would find something worth his while. And it just so happened the next event after anniversary is Summer on Smash, a tribute to Mama Pam. For those who don't know, I actually broke into the business along with Mike Law. Not to say we didn't train, but he's one of the first people I met, and around the same time. He might have started a year earlier, but he was one of my first best friends in wrestling, minus our mutual friend, Latin Rage, Carlos Garcia. So he introduced us, and he's been one of my best friends of 20 plus years. He became, family, me, him, Steve Dumang, my mom, all went on vacations together. So it means a lot to have him on this event and to give him this opportunity. And in a match of this magnitude, especially with somebody who I could close my eyes or I would know that this is going to be a hell of a match. It's going to be fantastic. They're going to bring the house down for this match. So to have, you know, if I had to have one person that represented the bond between me and my mom and like what wrestling means to us and like the people brought into our lives, Mike Law is definitely top of that list. So to have him in this position and to do this match, I think it's a perfect way to honor her.
Yeah, and a potential banger right here. Maybe another match of the year candidate.
It is going to be.
we'll let them do the talking in the ring, man. You know me, I call it down the middle. Unless it's Vicious Vicky, then it's that's always match of the year. AJ, I want to thank you for a few minutes of your time, man. It's good to catch up, man. I'm looking forward to the show. But before we get out of here, one last question for you, man. You are known for your karaoke shows. What is the AJ Pan go-to karaoke song?
Well, you know, it's tough. Ever since I started doing it, I couldn't do my staples repeatedly. As you know, if I went every couple of months, I'm like, okay, this is the one I'll do first. It's changed a lot now. So normally it's either Gin and Juice or Rapper's Delight.
Okay.
As of recently, it's become Regulate. I do it with a couple of friends of mine. And I have to close the night with a comedy song. So I do Chocolate Salty Bowls.
Oh, this South guy. Wow, I forgot that song existed. Wow.
Yeah, so that one usually pops the bartenders and the crowd. That's
only at AJ Pan karaoke night. AJ, thank you for a few minutes, man. Shout out Mama Pan before we get out of here, dude. And also tell everyone where we can get tickets for the event, support AJ Pan, all your merch, all that good stuff, bro.
Follow BCW. We're on Eventbrite, so check out, just search for Summer on Smash. And you can get tickets for that, or just, you know, follow the links on our social media pages. Follow me on Twitter, AJPanPCA_PCA. Instagram, AJPanPC. And if you want to pick up a sweet AJPan t-shirt, you could do that at storefrontier.com/AJ-Pan. And you could either follow your light or join the Pan Scorp agency at that store.
You're not going to do that thing where you make me change my t-shirt and wear a different t-shirt in the middle of the show again, man. I didn't like that.
I mean, you look better in the Riley shirt, but
here we go.
You know, I might have to get you an AJ Pan shirt for you to put on that night.
I'm good. All right, but guys, thank you so much for tuning in. This one's dedicated to Mama Pan, and guys, like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace. Yeah.
Hello, I'd like to welcome you to paradise where everyone